Yeah, you know.
That's a good question.
It is.
And a really good question.
It's one that comes up actually every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, been doing this 10 years, and this question seems to come around every now and again because people struggle with this.
Especially, I think, in here we are getting ready to go into a new year, and there's this mentality of, oh, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to do this year. You know what I'm saying?
Well, even the fact that it's a new decade, 2020.
I know. Put some more pressure on it, eh?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, the real measuring stick here is simply just to ask God, to wait on the Lord and seek godly counsel as well. You know, Proverbs 15:22 says to do this because plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Mm-hmm. So we still need to make plans, as it says to do in the book of James, but hold those plans with an open hand so that we leave room for the Holy Spirit to come up to us and say, okay, you know what? You got your plans, which is great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do something different. We have to leave room for that. And, you know, we have to make sure that our motives are going to be right in every situation, asking if it is the Lord's will. If we even hint in our own minds that, you know, maybe this is something God is not wanting me to do, then steer clear of it. Mm-hmm. You know, just steer clear of it, because it can be tough sometimes because we don't always get those big neon signs saying, go this way. In those times, we need to trust Him more and follow Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trusting with all our heart, not leaning on our own understanding, but acknowledging and submitting to Him so that He can direct our paths or make them straight, you know, for us. And so when it comes to waiting, moving forward, it really comes down to, do we trust God or do we not?
Let me ask you a question. What one do you feel like you see more of? Do you see more of people like, oh, I'm just waiting on God? Or do you see more people like, oh, I'm gonna go do it and whatever happens, happens?
You know what? I think it's the more waiting on God that happens a lot of times.
Oh, God'll just open a door for me. Well, yeah. Okay, and I don't, okay, that was a bad tone. No, I wasn't trying to say, because yeah, God does open a door, but at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, I remember one person and they were kind of waiting for a relationship to happen. And I think I was as bold as to say, like, if you're just waiting in your basement, how creepy would that be? Someone's just going to open your door and fall down your stairs. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like that halfway point. Okay, Holy Spirit, what do you have for me? Because when we align our lives with His will for us, you know, things are just going to naturally come together.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's why James made it so clear. Make plans. Do that. Make the plans. But, and there's always a but in scripture about this kind of thing, but make room for the Holy Spirit to come along and say, okay, you've made your plans, but I'm going to change it up.
Yeah, absolutely.